It's the Pup and Paws Cast, presented by Dog and Company in Cookeville. I'm Sheila Scruggs. Brittany Robbins is an ARF volunteer, and you often hear about nonprofit organizations. What does that mean for ARF, Brittany?
Well, ARF is a 501(c) nonprofit, which basically means that we have a tax-exempt status. We only operate on donations and volunteers. We don't have any sort of payroll or employees, staff members, anything like that. No facility, no overhead, basically. But 501(c) definitely means that we are, you know, a real rescue group. All of our funds do go to the animals, to helping the pets in need.
And you basically have foster folks that care for the animals?
Yes. All of our pets are in foster care. So what that looks like is if we have a dog or a cat in need, and say it comes from the shelter or an owner surrender or elsewhere, we can only help that pet if we have a foster home for the pet to go to. We either, you know, message somebody we know, send out a group email, do the Facebook thing, and try to find that foster placement. So as soon as we find the foster placement and we have somebody committed to taking the pet, then we can officially intake it into the program.
Why do you think an organization like ARF is important?
ARF is important because we are there to help supplement the needs of the community. So, for example, the shelter systems. We are huge proponents of going into the shelter and helping them with any medical instances they might have. For example, here in Putnam County, if animal control picks up a litter of pups, maybe some of them are sick, maybe they see a dog on the side of the road with a broken leg, that dog or litter of pups or kittens or whatever it may be will go to the shelter. And then from there, the shelter will do and provide the best care that they can. Now, in a shelter situation, you don't have the comforts of a home. So medical cases or young puppies or kittens are not going to thrive in that situation. So rescue is big because we can provide foster homes in a situation where that pet has the best opportunity possible.
Do you think it makes the animals more adoptable being in a foster home versus being in a shelter?
Yes, that's a huge thing for what we do as well. We try to focus with the fosters. Okay, let's work on crate training. Let's work on leash training. Let's basically integrate the pet into your day-to-day life like it would be in its forever home.
And you wouldn't really get that if you adopted from a shelter. It's hard for them to really take time to train them.
Right, exactly. So at a shelter, all the pets are in kennels. Sometimes volunteers come to walk them, sometimes they don't. So you can't guarantee a shelter pet's house trained and that kind of thing. Now, if it was surrendered from a home where it was previously house trained, then you might have that benefit. But you can't guarantee that. So there's a little bit more work on your end when you adopt from a shelter than when you adopt from a rescue.
People may not realize how bad the problem is of unwanted animals. And they think, well, why do we need so many different rescues and different foster homes? How bad is overpopulation of animals here in the Upper Cumberland?
The overpopulation here in the Upper Cumberland can be pretty bad. Certain seasons of the year are worse because we have seasons when the cats and dogs are in heat and they're sort of cycling through with litters of pups and things like that. The solution to all that, of course, is spaying and neutering. So we see that the overpopulation comes from people who have pets and maybe let them roam outside unattended. If those pets are not altered, that doesn't keep a roaming stray from coming into the area, and still things happen and we end up with accidental pregnancies. We hear that a lot. Oh, it was an accident, or this and that and the other. Those accidents really add up, and especially when you go into the shelter system and you see the result of those accidents, that's where they end up sort of piling up. So rescue groups like ARF are there to kind of supplement the shelters and to help take those puppy litters or dogs into our care. And then our big thing is ARF actually stands for All About Rescue and Fixing. And if it's not fixed, that's the very first thing we do. We get an appointment for a fix.
What about the folks that say it's healthier to have a first litter before they get fixed?
That is actually a myth. If you've ever heard that it might be healthier for your pet to go through some sort of cycle hormonally or to have a litter, actually, fixing before 6 months is a huge positive thing for that individual pet's health. Okay, it's going to kind of cut off any hormones that might make it super hyper, prone to mark. The roaming tendencies are completely, you know, negated when you do that. With the males and females, you have ovaries and testicular cancer. That's a huge thing that vets see in older dogs who have never been fixed all their lives. And a fix on a 10-year-old dog is a way bigger procedure than on a 5-month-old puppy. And the best thing that I can suggest is to have it done before they hit their hormonal cycle at 6 months. So sometimes, though, kittens and dogs, puppies will even come into heat at 4 months. So doing it as soon as possible, as soon as you possibly can when they're puppies, is the very best thing to do.
So ARF, it doesn't even adopt out unless the pet has been fixed.
Right, exactly. All pets have to be fixed before they go home. We don't even list them for adoption until they're fixed. And that's the number one thing. It's actually the key to prevent overpopulation and the strays and the overflow that we see in the Upper Cumberland.
Find out more about ARF by going onto their website and even see some of the animals up for adoption. It's arf-tn.com, A-A-R-F. And I've been talking with Brittany Robbins, who is one of the coordinators with ARF and a volunteer. Thank you so much.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Sheila.
The Pup and Paws Cast, brought to you by Dog & Company. Now, they offer expert daycare and boarding, complete with professional grooming. And if you board your dog there, they have a dog professional on duty 24-7. Dog & Company, South Jefferson Avenue in Cookeville, across from D.T. McCall & Sons. You can call them at 528-BARK.